Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how acquisitions solve slow sales. This is a topic that we've talked about in the past.
Yep.
Like several topics, but people keep asking about it.
Well, it's so funny because I tell people, they ask this question, why do you guys not talk about sales that much? I'm like, well, we do. We all have a system for it, but there's a reason why we don't get hung up on them, and this is it.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to go into it more.
Good. Do we look like we're emceeing a parade?
We kind of do today. We can move with our colors?
No.
Or just what like, we're looking at right now?
This whole thing's set up
funny.
Like we're talking about our parade.
I should have a big, tell him to put a big thing of roses right here, because it would, that way I'm like, where's the camera? Here we go. If we had roses here and roses all around us, it would be like we were doing the Rose Parade and we were emceeing
the parade. Oh my gosh.
That would be
when the Rose Parade happens, we could do it.
I think that would be cool.
Because we're coming to the, are we in the middle or the end of football season right now?
Middle end. How about two-thirds?
Okay, two-thirds.
Okay.
Jill wants to get out of here real fast. She's done.
Are we 9-1?
We haven't even started this show yet.
9-1? 8-1. 9-1? Shoot. I can't remember if we're 9-1 or 8-1, but I know it's only one.
The Rams.
Yep. So they just beat Seattle yesterday in Seattle, by the way.
Tell us all why you want to get out up.
I just.
What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
It's a gorgeous day. I want to get out and get on my bike.
Not true.
It's just beautiful and it's
not
sunny.
What you told me
that's why I'm wearing yellow.
The show.
It's beautiful. That's.
They're filming a.
I have two things going on right now. Should I share them?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one of them is, happy Veterans Day. It is Veterans Day. Everybody's out having fun. It's gorgeous. Believe it or not, even though there's fires going on around us, you couldn't tell where we live, unfortunately, you know.
Yeah.
Down by the beach. It's a beautiful sunny day, a high of like 75 or 77 or something.
Forest fires.
Yeah. There are fires going on up north of us. We can't see the smoke. But it is a big deal, and it is very serious, and
I am
very sad and very sorry. So
Malibu is evacuated.
I know, it's just crazy. Then, so that's going on. It's Veterans Day, so I want to say thank you to our veterans, and I'll just say it now that we are offering a special for today only. It's 20% off for Veterans Day. So if you are thinking about, if you're listening to this right now, you have until tonight. Go and you're ready for that little thing to push you over the edge. Well, here it is. It's 20% off of our program. The coupon code is VET20, VET20. So if you go to landacademy.com, click join, you will see about it there. And the third thing is, yeah, they're filming on our beach. So I kind of want to go for our purposes. You know, we do video and audio and, you know, so I want to go check out that. And I'm a huge fan of Kristen Bell, and it's, I can't think of the name right now.
Veronica Mars.
That's it. Veronica Mars. I guess they're bringing the show back. I didn't really see it in the past, but I'm going to go check it out because they're filming right by our house today.
We got a notice on our door. It's don't be alarmed.
Exactly. If you can't find parking for your guests, this is why.
So because of all that, this show just is boring for Jill.
Oh, you're so silly.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and as you're listening to us, please drop your questions into the comments section below on YouTube.
Joe asks, I'm selling a property with financing in Pennsylvania. I spoke with an attorney, and he recommended I not record anything at the county until the property is paid in full. That way, if they stop paying, I don't have to go through foreclosure.
Hold on to that attorney.
I love him. Exactly. I wanted to use a loan servicing company, but it seems as though they will only get involved if I have something recorded at the county. Anyone have any sort of experience with this sort of thing? Well, I do.
Yeah, just keep moving through the list of loan servicing companies and you'll find one.
Mm-hmm.
They change their rules all the time. Go ahead.
So use our auto payment system. It's not like a loan servicing company, so you still have to take care of your own documents, but you know, making sure you send out the right end of year, you know, statements and things like that. But if you want to make it really, really easy, you know, you can go to use our Heartland payment systems. You can find it off our websites. And that you could set up like auto pay, so you don't need like a servicing thing. You just kind of work it out on your own.
Yeah, you know, everybody who's used a loan servicing company once or twice just doesn't use it anymore because of what Jill's saying. They only do like two or three things. They set up the contracts for you, and they're going to request that you give them the contracts that you use anyway. So that takes a half hour, right, maybe. They're going to set the person up on auto pay, and they're going to put them into a system, a software system, where it shows every month how much principal and interest they're paying. And then they send out the 1099s at the end of the year, right, the 1099s, all of which, if you're brand new, sounds complicated. Oh, my gosh, yes, I'm actually going to run out and get a loan, you know, service income because I don't want to deal with it. But right, they really don't do that much.
Once you figure it out, it's easy. You do
but
one.
I would, if you're brand new,
yeah,
that's how you learn. So I would actually, there's a company, that Evergreen Loan Servicing Company, Jill and I used years ago. I know they're still around. People still tell me that there's good stuff. So, but it sounds like, yeah, ask your attorney. I think your attorney just gave some great advice, which doesn't always happen with lawyers.
Exactly.
Today's topic, good acquisitions solve slow sales. This is the meat of the show. This is one of the top 10 questions, or top 10 topics we get requested, you know, because people that are in the business, they're concerned. I mean, they have a lot of concerns before they send the mail out, like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Can I ever sell this property? To which my answer is always, you know, if you buy it right, you're not going to have any issues selling it at all. I mean, you can't buy it and then never tell anybody about you ever bought it.
Exactly.
You still have to put it out there on the internet.
Exactly.
And talk to the other people in our group about it and things like that. But yeah, mm-hmm, if you buy it right, you're going to do great. If you know what I've seen lately as a trend in our group for some reason is everybody buys it right. That's been consistent since the beginning. But I see people wanting to sell it for retail prices.
I was going to say that too. We had that within that, wasn't it? It was either last week or the week before in a member call. Someone said, you know I can double my money tomorrow, but I think I'm going to hold out and do 3 and 4 times. I'm like, hold on a moment. Dude, this is exactly what you're saying. You know, good acquisitions, you know, they obviously bought it right. They can double their money and sell it fast. They know that because it's still under everybody else's prices, like you're saying. Do we need to get that greedy?
Yeah.
You know, that's it. I don't necessarily, I mean, I understand if you want to hang on to it, like Steven's saying, go for retail. You know, I'm sure there's people out there that want to do that. But then again, here's where I get in. I don't really want to deal with a retail buyer. I'd rather deal with the get out quick, you know,
yeah,
wholesale buyer.
There's several things that'll stop you from getting to where you want to go, to scale your business where you just work for yourself, you no longer have a job, and you really, and this is one of them, maximizing price, sale price, on any given asset. Nothing will slow you down more than that. Very few things will slow you down more than that. You'll sit there for months and own, yeah, a piece of property, and you'll get your price eventually.
Yeah.
But how many deals could you have done where you just doubled your money?
Exactly.
In between, you know, between that time.
Yep.
So, buy it cheap, sell it cheap, get to the next deal, and do it over and over and over again, and watch your bank balance grow.
Exactly.
Anything that stops you from doing what I just said, maximizing value, all kinds of life events, you have to get rid of that stuff. You have to get it out of your life. Get all these, it's very hard mentally, and believe me, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for people because we've been taught this our whole lives from our parents and idiot real estate agents and everybody that's in the real estate industry said, oh, you left a bunch of money. You're an idiot.
Oh, and that's
you left a bunch
true?
Of money on the table. Are you kidding me? You could have got X for that asset. What are you doing?
I know.
That's, don't listen to them.
Double
your money. Get out of there. Buy 2 more. Double your money. Get out of there. Buy 4 more.
Mm-hmm.
Double your money. 8, 16, 24, 16, 32.
Yep. I was just thinking about slow sales. When do I ever see or hear about slow sales? It's usually just those two things. One, they pay too much, then it's hard to sell. I understand that because then now you're asking too much. That ties into this, obviously. And then the other thing is, I want to just kind of hit it home and talk about a little bit more. And it's reach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like Stephen was just alluding to, if you have slow sales, it's priced too high. And or you're not putting it out there in front of the right person. Because if you have it in a system, which is what we talk about, let's not get crazy, let's make it easy on ourselves.
Yep.
Have a nice mechanically. I felt kind of jacked up, so I'm trying to slow down. Can you tell here? I feel like I was sounding like I just drank like 8 cups of coffee, which I didn't, but I was like kind of all jacked up because it's such a great day today. Anyway.
I think it's fine.
Oh, good. Okay.
Is that code for like, Steve, you're jacked up?
No. Oh, you're okay. All mellow. I feel like that's why I'm trying to mellow out a little bit, because I feel like you're mellow and calm and you've got the radio voice going, and I'm like a little, I'm like a little Tasmanian devil over here is what I feel like I sound like. So going 90 miles an hour. But so in an effort to be calm in your sales process, you should, I mean, really have a good, what am I trying to say? System. And you should be posting it on your website and every single social media thing that you have, putting it out on other land selling sites. You know, if you're not doing this, you might experience slow sales, and we don't want that. So that's,
it's a race
to sell.
It's a race to turn deals and double your money on each deal for cash.
That's my favorite.
This isn't casual. Yeah. Isn't, I mean, you can offset your mortgage, I guess.
Isn't that funny?
But why would you do that?
Have you noticed in our group, by the way, too, we talk about that. I think in our group, we're more talking about, we don't talk about how much profit you made on a deal. It's more about how many deals have you done.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right, Joe.
Isn't that interesting? So everyone is understanding and adopting our philosophy, and it's just so much easier, too. Yeah. I tell people all the time, if you have $10,000 to invest and you're just starting out, buy 10 $1,000 properties, do them fast. If you goof up one, that's okay. The other 9 will cover for it. It's okay. Anyway. You'll be great.
Yeah.
And then versus if you buy one property and all your eggs are in one basket and you're staring at that one property, you know, that's nutty.
Yep. Just get that one deal done.
Yeah.
If you have 10 deals done, there's the stages. Get that first deal done. Doesn't matter how messy it is. Forget about everything. Just get past that one deal, bought and sold. Don't care about the numbers. Right. Even if you lose money, at least you're going to learn, which no one ever does. I mean, not no one, but somebody does.
Right.
Then it's a race to 10 deals to see if you really want to do this. Because there are some people that are like, you know, this is just not my thing. Some people, it just sings to them. They're usually professional people that have just like, this is the answer. I can't stand reporting to the city at boss anymore. I can't stand wearing this suit anymore. I thought I liked mechanical engineering. I don't. I thought I liked being a pilot. Yeah, it's great, but I still work for somebody. And all those delusions of when you're younger about these careers, you really find out that it comes down to one thing. I have a boss and he's an idiot. Forget about the fact that it's awesome to fly an airplane and it's great to be a mechanical engineer and build bridges and whatever. But the fact is, you've got deadlines and stuff, so you want to work for yourself. So you've already figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got the 10th deal. You're working on the 11th deal and you've realized this is what you want. This is what you want to do. So the next step is to get people in place to do the deals for you and get... people in place to do the deals for you, and make sure you have enough money. Those two things. Make sure you're seeking outsourced financing so you can grow as fast as the number. So everybody should be in our group, and everybody considering this should have no issues purchasing real estate. They should have issues with how fast that they're selling it. And if you're buying it cheap enough, the systems will sell it for you. And they should be constantly running out of money. Should always have more deals than you have money. A lot of people feel like really bad about it. Like, oh man, if I just had more money. All you have to do is seek that out. There's many, many people in our group who have tons of money. They're only here to lend money and become partners on deals. So those are the three steps. And then from there, we usually never hear from you again because you're off being rich somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss experienced recession advice, where I talk about I have a lot of advice about getting stung in a recession.
You have a lot of advice about a lot of things. Let's just call a spade, Stephen. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Did we cover that?
I think we covered it well.
I think we did too.
Despite all the distractions that were happening in this studio while happening.
There was a lot of distractions going on just now.
I think I kept it together.
You did. You kept it together. One of us has to. Thank you.
I think I carried you, quite honestly.
Hey, please be sure and hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Like us and comment on what you'd like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.